This podcast thanks to Simplicity Funerals. Simplicity Funerals offers Australia's leading prepaid funeral plan. Once you lock in the price, that's it. There are no more costs for the services you choose. For more information, visit simplicityfunerals.com.au.
We're going to broach a subject that may make you rather uncomfortable, but your life may change with what you're about to absorb. No one likes to admit it, but many of us suffer from bad breath. Have you ever been told you've suffered from bad breath? How did that go down? I reckon it's got to be the hardest issues to raise in front of someone who suffers from bad breath. What do you say to someone? You've got bad breath. Well, you better be close to that person. How do you tell a partner? Maybe a little easier. A colleague? Gee, that's hard. So you just walk away and don't have a conversation, maybe. See, it's a communication breakdowner. You've just got to be brave. Now, there is the theory that people can't smell their own breath if it's bad. I don't know about that. I'm not quite sure. Are you worried about your bad breath? Well, you should be, because research says that Australians are living in fear of having bad breath, with almost 72% of Australian adults scared of having unpleasant smelling breath, and apparently it has a significant influence on the health of your organs. So it's a very important topic. Some people, you know, carry a little container of Tic Tacs or breath spray, or you can get those little strips that you can put on the back of your tongue. How does it come about? How do you get rid of it? And how do you get healthy? So we thought we'd bring in the bad breath specialist, Dr. Ron Ehrlich from the Sydney Holistic Dental Centre. And he's in the studio this afternoon, and I'm sure he's prepared to take some calls from you. 131873, free advice on your bad breath or someone else's bad breath. Dr. Ron, thank you for coming in.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Have you got bad breath?
Not as far as I know. And, you know, it's one of those subjects that's not a great opening line when you meet somebody. You wouldn't actually say, g'day, how are you? My name's Ron. Gee, you've got bad breath. But it does turn out that why women are more likely to tell their spouses than men. Yeah. And it turns out that men are more likely to tell their friends than women. And it actually is interesting because we looked at it in different ways. Like, there's a social aspect to it. And it turns out that state by state, there's a slight difference. People from South Australia are more concerned about it, and it goes to down to Queensland, where they're less concerned about it. And we kind of looked at that and we thought, maybe that tells us the people in South Australia are more refined and the people in Queensland are more resilient. I don't know.
Could be.
I mean, it turns out also that people in Western Australia have smelt it the most and people in Queensland have smelt it the least. So maybe that's why they're less concerned. I don't know. There's also age differences, like 18 to 25s. They're the most concerned about it.
Are they?
They are, and they're the most honest about it as well, which is interesting.
Yeah, because I don't know whether I've ever told someone they've got bad breath. I know I've been told on occasions I haven't, because doing this job, you've got to be awake, so I tend to have 2 cups of coffee in the morning, so the milk doesn't help. And then when you talk, you automatically become dehydrated because you've got air running through your mouth, and the more you open your mouth, the more dehydrated you become. So if I get off at 3, I know I've got bad breath.
Yeah, well, good you mentioned that, Chris. You know, dry mouth is an issue. Dry mouth is an issue around that makes it much worse. I mean, we're meant to be bathing our mouth in saliva. It's meant to clean, you know, it's part of the keeping us fresh, healthy and balanced. Because what's going on in the mouth is like there's over 500 species of bacteria at any one time in our mouth. And they're meant to be in kind of a balance. And stuff that we eat and drink and the way we breathe puts that out of balance, and that's partly what causes the bad breath.
Okay, I've got 1,000 questions to ask, and I know our listeners have 1,000 stories to tell about bad breath, but firstly, we'll go to one. Mary, Dr. Ron is listening. Go for your life.
I think this is true, but I don't know. I've never had bad breath, of course. But
I haven't either. It's very rare.
To test that you lick the back of your hand,
yep,
and then smell that.
And now that's so interesting because I was going to mention that.
Is that an old wives' tale?
It's not an old wives' tale. I think that's not a bad way of doing it. In fact, there's two ways that I kind of threw out there as we've been thinking about it and talking about it. And one of them is, yeah, lick the back of your hand with your tongue and then have a sniff. You've probably got all half of Sydney now licking the back of their tongue.
Yeah.
And the other one is, you know, flossing your teeth is pretty important. And if you don't do it regularly, here's a good thing to do. Do it and have a sniff of the floss.
Yes.
And see whether there's any odour, malodour, as it's called, malodour to that. So there's two reasonably good ways of finding out. The other way is to go to somebody who you can talk to and who you don't mind to ask them.
Have I got bad breath?
It's a fair question.
Mm. What is bad breath?
Well, bad breath is an imbalance in the bacteria, and it's basically a result, I guess one could say, of our lifestyle, you know, what we're eating. I mean, it's so interesting looking at it from a public health perspective too, because it's a really good example of how we approach a lot of public health problems. We look for a symptomatic or something to cover it up, whereas, and actually literally billions of dollars are spent on bad breath products. In America alone, $10 billion, and a lot of those products do not work very effectively.
What about these tongue scrapers? I know that the toothbrushes are now designed so the back of them sometimes can brush a tongue, but I understand that, like, I've got a tongue scraper myself. And does that help?
Mate, Chris, you've got to come up and work in our practice. Honestly, that's exactly, that's a very good bit of advice.
But can't buy tongue scrapers in many places.
Well, you can use a toothbrush.
You can use a toothbrush.
And the tongue is often ignored. So when you think about it, you know, when you look at bad breath, sometimes it reflects an undiagnosed serious disease. For example, if your breath smelt of rotten egg, it could be liver disease.
Uh-huh.
If it smells a fishy smell, it could be kidney disease. If it was a sweet smell, and this is not an uncommon thing, it could be diabetes. Now, diabetes is a huge problem in our society.
Yeah.
So sometimes it reflects an underlying disease that hasn't been diagnosed. Most of the time, it's about an imbalance in bacteria, and that could occur in the nasal passages, in the sinuses, in the back of the throat, in the lungs. But most often, not surprisingly, it occurs in the mouth. In fact, about 70 to 80% of the time.
So that white film that sometimes you may have on the back of your tongue is what is providing the odour that is bad breath.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, there's so much going on in the mouth, and, you know, gum disease is a whole other story, and there are all sorts of links to a whole range of health conditions. But basically what we're talking about is an imbalance.
So what comes first, though, chicken or egg here? Do I get bad breath because there's something wrong with me, or can something become wrong with me because of my bad breath?
Oh, what a really good question. I think bad breath comes as a result of that there's something wrong with you.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a reflection of something you've eaten. You know, I mean, the obvious one is, you know, we know garlic and onions and all that. That's a sort of a short-term thing. But if you've got chronic bad breath, or malodour is a nicer way of putting it, then, you know, that's because the bacteria in your mouth are out of balance. Why are they out of balance? Well, probably because of what you're eating.
Okay.
You've eaten. So, you know, if you address that, then you might actually cure some of the other problems that are going on as well.
All right, we're going to get back to Dr. Ron in just a second. We've got to take a break, and I've got a stack of callers or questions. Some of them I can tell right here, looking at the board, these are old wives' tales.
Okay.
I'm nearly sure. But anyway, we'll ascertain which are the old wives' tales and what helpful information we can glean from some of our listeners. 26 to 2, the number's 131-873. Rod is worried about this licking of the hand. He says it's a good idea to lick the back of your hand and smell it for bad breath, but what does a plumber do? Thank you, Rod. Appreciate that. Is that what's on your mind today? 131873 is the telephone number. We are talking bad breath this afternoon, and we can take some calls. Steve, go right ahead. Dr. Ron is listening.
Chris? Hey. How you going, Chris?
Good, thanks.
That's good. Listen, the bacteria is acidic, and what I do is I drink and gargle with my special alkaline water, which you know about.
The alkaline water.
Yeah, the alkohydrate. You just keep drinking that, keeps you hydrated, and helps with your, well, not your problem, but people's problem with bad breath.
All right. So you reckon alkaline water will make the breath better?
I guarantee you.
All right.
Are they sponsors of yours, Chris?
No, but it's his new business, you see, and he's trying to flog it, I think.
Okay.
But at the same time, he's right about hydration, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, The alkaline water is an interesting one. You know, a lot of people promote it because there's an acid imbalance in our bodies, and that's meant to, you're meant to fix it with alkaline water. It's interesting though, you know, you go to see a naturopath or somebody and they say, have a little squeeze of lemon juice in the morning in a glass of water. It gets the digestion going. It improves your whole digestive system. Mm. Or use apple cider vinegar, a little, they're mildly acid. And so what's the story there? You know, I mean, we know that is actually good for your digestion. To have a little squeeze of lemon juice in a big glass of water or a little cap of apple cider vinegar, mildly acidic. Mm. Alkaline water is looking at things in a very linear way. We're too acidic, so let's take alkaline.
Yeah.
It's not really the way the body necessarily works all the time. So I'm not really sure about that one.
Yeah. Okay. Oliver, go right ahead.
So, yeah, I wanted to know what chronic halitosis is.
Well, halitosis is just another name for bad breath, or if you were wanting to be really nice to somebody, you might say malodor.
Okay.
So halitosis is just bad breath.
Bad breath, that's what we're talking about, Oliver, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you, Oliver, thank you. So you were talking about different kinds of bad breath and how they might represent a problem.
Yeah, it's not common. It's not common, but it can occur. The breath can give you a clue as to underlying conditions. And I think the interesting one really there is the diabetes one, because diabetes, as you know, is a huge problem in our society. And pre-diabetics, people who are just below the borderline, are also at almost epidemic proportions. And what's that about? That's, again, about diet, you know, getting the diet right. So this is what I'm saying about, it's a really good example of the way we approach stuff. Buy a product to mask the problem. Yeah, that's one way of going, not terribly effective. The other way is to address the cause and look at the diet. And guess what? You might actually fix the diabetes. You might actually reduce the inflammation in your body. You might reduce your risk of heart disease and arthritis. And you've solved the bad breath.
Maybe we need to go and see our GP and say, what's my breath telling you about my health?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Because GPs don't ask. Well, I haven't had a GP ask me that.
You know, this is part of the problem with the mouth, Chris, and that is it's kind of a, excuse the pun, black hole, because most doctors know very, very little about what goes on in the mouth. And most dentists are so focused about what goes on in the mouth that they don't actually necessarily always connect what's going on in the rest of the body with what they're doing.
All right. Yvonne, you've got a question. Go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Can hormone changes in a woman's body change your breath?
Gee, that's a really good question, and I'm not really sure of the answer, but intuitively I would say could be. Yeah, it could be, because, you know, when people go through hormonal changes, menopause, I think you're talking about menopause there, there's all sorts of things that happen in menopause that affect body chemistry, and that would certainly affect the balance of bacteria, so it could well be.
All right, thank you very much.
Good on you, Yvonne. Thank you. Alex, you've got a question.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Doctor, how are you going?
Hi.
Good.
Look, my partner, you know, told me that I have bad breath, and so I decided to go to the dentist. When I went to the dentist, they did the full checkup, and they said, look, it's to do with your gums.
Yep.
So the dentist gave me injections. I had to get 4 lots of injections on the top and 4 lots of injections on the bottom. I just want to know, was that the right thing?
Well, I think you've raised a really good question there, and that is the fact that gum disease is often what is underlying bad breath. I mean, it's not an uncommon cause. And the gum should be like a really tight collar around the tooth, and that is really easy to keep clean. But if the gum gets pushed away from the tooth, then you've got a pocket down the side of a tooth. And that's a problem, because you're still brushing your teeth up near the top, but you can't get to the bottom of the pocket. So your dentist actually popped in some local anaesthetic because he or she was wanting to clean deeper than they would normally clean, and they weren't actually treating the bad breath by giving you an injection. They were then, I presume, doing a deep clean to deal with the gum problems. So gum disease, I mean, gum disease is a huge issue. It's the most common infection known to man, woman, or child. And it's linked to a whole range of health conditions, because so many health conditions are now seen as chronic inflammatory problems. And and because the body's connected, and hey, guess what? The mouth is part of the body. That's a major breakthrough now. We've just discovered that in recent years. That if you've got a chronic inflammation in the mouth, that it can affect the rest of the body.
Okay, doctor. So I was also told that I have to go back again for another four up the top and four down the bottom.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Look, you know, the interesting thing about a pocket is this. As soon as you brush your teeth, plaques start to form. Right. As soon as you brush your teeth. And they're called the early colonizers, if you like. They're the bacteria that get there first. And they don't cause much problems. They're not very destructive. But if you miss an area one day, you more than likely miss it every day. And if you've missed it for 12 to 16 weeks, that's 3 to 4 months, then the late colonizers, the bacteria that arrive at 12 to 16 weeks, are really destructive. And so your dentist or hygienist is quite right in suggesting to you that you should be going back at least for that clean every 3 to 4 months to get rid of those more destructive bacteria. So I think you're in good hands.
Okay, thank you so much.
Good on you, Alex. Thank you. And, of course, a couple of other pointers for people. Floss. You got to floss to try and get rid of all those little pockets that Alex was talking about. And use. I know I use a product that I was introduced to by a dentist many years ago, Pixtus.
Great stuff. We use that in our practice a lot.
Pixtus.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah.
You get top marks for oral I'll just do a quick checkup before I leave and give you a score.
So Pixtus, and, you know, people say, oh, I've got really healthy teeth and I don't need to floss, but you do need to floss.
You do. It's like washing your hands. Do you ever separate your fingers when you wash your hands? You do, of course. Mm. Well, you can't separate your teeth, but you can get in there but with the Pixtus or with the floss.
Yeah, exactly. 131-873, the telephone number. This is such an interesting topic. I'll leave you with that, but thank you very much for coming in and raising all of this, and we'll have a bit of a chat with our listeners this afternoon about this issue as well. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Okay, there you go. Dr. Bob Ehrlich, Ron Ehrlich, sorry, and he came in to talk about bad breath. And we've learned a lot, I think, together. So you can broach the subject with someone, hopefully, with a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more confidence. So go right ahead. But if they don't take it too well, don't blame me. Now, a bit.
This podcast thanks to Simplicity Funerals. Simplicity Funerals offers Australia's leading prepaid funeral plan. Once you lock in the price, that's it. There are no more costs for the services you choose. For more information, visit simplicityfunerals.com.au.